Tensions in Egypt continue to run high. Security forces have raided the Al-Azhar University in the capital Cairo's Nasr city. Egyptian forces fired tear gas at students before taking control of all buildings and dormitories. Spokesman for the Azhar Students' Union says dozens, including female students, were arrested following the raid. Tensions in the country have been on the rise ahead of an upcoming referendum on a new constitution. The Muslim Brotherhood has already said that it will boycott the vote, deeming it illegitimate. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi say amendments made to the 2012 charter are against all constitutional articles related to the country's Islamic identity and values. Mr. Zayd Al-Issa is a Middle East expert. He's with us now live from London. Let's get his thoughts. Mr. Issa, do you think that the best decision now for the Egyptian people would be to take part in this referendum, even if the intention is to end this political crisis? Or do you think the best decision is to boycott it because of the violence that we're seeing take place against students and demonstrators?
What is clearly indisputable and undeniable is that the violence is mounting, it is intensifying, and part of that is definitely fueled by the heavy-handed, brutal and ruthless crackdown that has been carried out by the army since the toppling of Morsi. Let's not forget that Morsi, who represents the Muslim Brotherhood, was the first civilian democratically elected by the Egyptian people. He was overthrown and toppled by the army in July, and since then the protests have escalated, they have intensified, and it is this use of disproportionate force that have galvanized and have bolstered the protesters and have fueled the protests, which have defied curfew after curfew and taken to the streets in order to demand the reinstatement of Morsi. This is also accompanied by a dramatic surge also in terrorist activities, which were restricted and limited to the northern Sinai. We've seen those attacks start off in northern Sinai, and now they have reached and engulfed the entire country. We've seen attacks launch in Cairo, in the heart of Cairo, and assassination attempt against the interior ministry. We've seen the explosion that rocked Mansoura yesterday, so the atmosphere is not really right for a referendum. But the options are very, very limited, particularly that the Muslim Brotherhood have decided formally to boycott this referendum, particularly after it was completely banned from taking part as a political movement. That was in September. I think it's all this violence and the intensification of the crackdown against the peaceful protests is simply playing into the hands of the extremists. It is bolstering their position, and it is acting as a major recruitment sergeant for those extremist groups who are exploiting the situation in terms of recruitment and in terms of capitalizing on this growing and mounting anger by the Egyptian people, who see the military as simply trying to restore and preserve its gains, and trying to make up for lost ground, particularly after it was forced to hand over power in the last election. And we all remember that the Supreme Military Council adamantly refused and vociferously insisted that it's not going to hand off power. It yes. was only through protest and people taking to the streets that it had to hand over power. And now people can clearly see that the military mm-hmm. is basically regaining more power. And we've seen in the referendum that the Minister of Defense has to be appointed by the Supreme Military yes. Council and not by President. So that is only there to ensure that no President can dilute their influence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, Middle East expert, with us live from London.